The American economy's prospects have been looking bright, that is, until the COVID Delta variant came around. Gross domestic product grew in the second quarter of this year. Now, as we're masking up, will things slow down? WTOP's Dimitri Sotis speaks with Jane Oates. She's president of Working Nation. It's an organization that helps people find jobs and improve their skills to get better jobs.
Well, it certainly means personally that we're all really anxious and very nervous about what could come. But economically, it means things are going to slow down, Dimitri. You know, here locally, we were starting to see indoor dining really take off again. Restaurants go back almost to their pre-pandemic levels in terms of lines and needing reservations. And quite frankly, as people get more and more concerned about the Delta variant, that may certainly go backwards. And the mask mandates look like they're coming back.
So really, sad to say, but we might be where we were last summer.
Oh my goodness, I hope not. But I think we could certainly slow down in terms of the tremendous progress that we were making. My hope is particularly here in the DC metro area, where so many people have taken care of themselves by getting vaccinated, I don't think we'll go all the way back. I am really concerned about regions of the country that only have a 30 or 40% vaccination rate.
Jane, let's talk a little bit about whether we're getting back to the office, whether we're staying home. It was interesting to note, I believe earlier in the week, that Google went ahead and told its employees, why don't you just hang back until October or so, you don't have to come back in the office. How is that situation going?
Well, I think, again, people are stalling. It seemed like the Tuesday after Labor Day was the big go back to work day for so many people that had been working remotely. But I think employers are starting to worry about that. Number one, because they're worried about what's going to happen with schools and can parents get back to work physically in an office. Number two, you know, they're worried about childcare for those parents that have children that aren't school age, that are younger than school age. Will child care centers reopen? And I just saw some terrible statistics from the household survey that nationwide about 10% of child care centers had closed. We already had a problem. So with them closing for good, that's going to just exacerbate that problem. And then finally, Dimitri, I think that for some people, they're really doing a close examination of how much work can continue to be done remotely, because productivity has been so high with our remote workforce.
You're pointing out a disconnect. The Labor Department reports a record high 9.2 million open jobs for the last month. At the same time, we have that number and more. 9.5 million Americans say they were unemployed and looking for a job. And people might say, well, wait a minute, how come some of those jobs aren't being filled?
This is so frustrating for normal people, because if you talk to people around their kitchen table, you hear that they really want to go back to work, and that literally, they've put in lots of applications and they haven't even gotten an interview. So I think, you know, there is definitely a mismatch. First of all, a mismatch in where the jobs are and where the people are. People aren't necessarily willing to move. And then second of all, there's still that skills gap that we were talking about before the pandemic. It still exists. And it may have gotten worse because during the pandemic, while we were all locked down, jobs were changing. Automation was moving ahead and maybe moving ahead at a faster pace than it was pre-pandemic. Jobs have changed.
Yeah. Jane, there may not be much we can do about that macroeconomic situation with the jobs, but what can we do right here on the ground in the DMV to make sure that the economy keeps going this summer?
I think vaccinations are a real key. I understand that there's some hesitancy with people, but they really need to think, do we want to be back where we were in August of 2020? You know, I know you and I don't. I mean, I really miss seeing people, and it's been great to get back to that. I think the second thing is really, if you're looking for work, you really need to make sure you're sitting down with a professional who can help you match your skills to those skills that are required in jobs that are in demand in your local area.
That's Working Nation President Jane Oates. She was on Skype.